I know that. I'm trying to get there. Would y'all, we're going over and we need some time. Would y'all take that to yourselves and work it out? Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Jack, do you want to go to the shed or you want to go with the oyster replacement? Let's go to the oyster replacement and have shed legs.
That's a very good job.
Afternoon.
Can I ask you a question before we start?
Yes, you may.
Maybe you can answer it in your delivery, but I've been reading over your stuff here, and we used to have 9 acres of good bottom land where we planted corn, and we put something called crotops on it so the crows would need to seed. They made every effort to not destroy that seed before we could grow tall, good corn. Now, we're going to take $1.9 million in seed and let the cattle raise eat them up? I mean, we need some answers.
Well, we're not using $1.9 million for a seed, but...
Well, I mean, whatever you're going to spend out there in seed, you're going to...
We are working on the Cano's Ray.
Okay.
I mean, that's trying to develop a market.
Let me give you one more thought. I was left out of the city by thinking about a bounty. But some way in permission from someone, and this was brought up by one of your oyster people, if you found a... Jack said 9 million cattle raised in Virginia. If you count a school, some of a couple million raised, we need to get a permit somewhere to take some of this $1.9 million and hire a big wholesaler and go out there and take them things in the ocean, put them on deck and kill them. Now, we need to look at some. I know you're looking at the foreign market, and that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's a long list of bull right now today. But, I mean, we need something now. So we need to work on I would certainly, hopefully, we wouldn't put any more seed out for oysters until we found something ready to have some kind of cattle ready demise or at least control.
That's
I wanted to inject that as you go along.
It's a very real issue that we're working on from more than one front. So, I'm going to assume that that you've read the plan, and I'm just going to highlight a couple of things for brevity. This year we have $1 million in general funds that we haven't had for several years, so that's made the program a little bit bigger. Remember that, and all these things you see here, we use Waterman and industry contractors in all these projects. The only one that we don't is for mining shells, because that's a very specific operation where large specialized dredge is used for the process. We do have two seed projects. We have a natural seed project, 20,000 bushels, that SAP's recommended, and a new process that we're working on with industry that, if you all recall, you've already approved the procurement for that back in December, where we're having hatcheries and the processing plants are producing spat on shell for us. In a project with NOAA this year in VIMS. Most of the money is on shells of various types. We do have incorporated in this plan this year, the last thing, if you notice it, is we have had several training projects for aquaculture for watermen. There was always interest on the eastern shores, never very much interest on the western shore, and we're going to try to advertise again to see if there's some interest on the western shore this year to at least get some startup funds and train 10 watermen and do an aquaculture. We had presented this plan to the Shellfish Advisory Committee. General agreement on it, except for on the numbers of natural or wild seed to be transplanted. SAP recommended 20,000. The Advisory Committee recommended 30,000. Wild seed is obviously very risky between disease, Cano's rays, anoxia. It's a high risk endeavor, and whenever we try to do it, and it's relatively expensive. So, any questions on it? The main thing to come out of this which you vote on for me. You vote on the plan, but you also have to authorize my procurement procedures and just how we go about doing the business of conducting the projects. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a couple of questions about the seed transfer and the recommendation of the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee. If you can just clarify this for me, if we were to vote to adopt their recommendation of 30,000 bushels rather than 20,000 that's in the plan now, it's my understanding this is mainly an allocation question, right? I mean, you're already...
Right, the funds would come from some other project.
So one of the other projects would be diminished by the right. Economic cost of 10,000 additional bushels. And either way, it's not going to affect the mining operation, I assume. So,
no.
So either way, Waterman are being hired as the contractors to do either the seeding or the shelling operation.
Right.
So it's primarily a matter of allocation and I guess goals as far as where we're putting seed overboard, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you think you can get, are 30,000 bushels available, or is there are there limits to the availability of seed?
They're certainly available. One thing that the advisory committee recommended was that we try using mechanical winders for the hand tongs, and we've incorporated that so that in our project, if somebody wants to try that system, it's used in the Potomac and it's used in Maryland where you just have a mechanical picker-upper on your tongs. You're still hand tong, but you raise them by mechanical lift. So, you know, if you want to participate with us, you can use that. I'm not sure if anybody will do that.
Okay.
But we have the contractors in place to do it. We don't know how many watermen will show up to do the work. And so that's the wild card and we'll know tomorrow. We've advertised for this, and when we go out tomorrow, we'll see how many are ready to work.
Thank you. Jim, have you considered saving that money, and how long could you save it to you help control predation? In other words, if you didn't use any seed money this year, do you get some of this predation under control? Or you said you're studying it or looking at it or trying to figure out a way. Well, I keep thinking about putting good money after bad. I mean, how long can you save it?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, you really can't save general funds. They have to be spent by June 30th.
You can't stockpile that.
No, we don't really have that many funds that we can actually stockpile.
What?
And I mean, at some point in the plan, I had considered, you know, adding some money for cannabis rate control, but it just, with the desires of different groups of the industry, that kind of fell out as not being enough money left over to do that.
We know when you seed these areas. I know some of the horsemen can prove that they didn't have anything left. Will you be able to go back and check those areas?
We will monitor these areas this year. We have gone in advance. We know what's on the beds in advance. We will monitor them in the fall, and we can tell you how many oysters are left in the fall, because I would like to lay some of this to rest. We've done this previously and shown poor results, but we'll monitor it very good again.
It seems we have a problem here that we just can't seem to... We react and have emergency legislation and emergency amendments, but we just let this kind of be there, and we don't seem to want to address it.
Well, there's more interest and more talk in the Countos raise, and it's always come up, but it seems more sustained right now in just an attitude to solve the problem than it ever has been. So
we've got to talk about it a couple more years before we do anything about it.
No, I mean, I think we will have some projects on the ground this year to get leather out for see if leather is a product as well as the food. So,
Jim, I don't mean to beat it to death, but look into the idea when you find a school of these fish. What would be the we could have the money. But what would be the idea of taking a haul chain and just pick them up and take them off? You know, if you catch a big schooner, I've seen people
fly things in airplanes. So there must be 2 million raised in that school.
Well, there was a grant. There's some fisheries management, fisheries research grant was given last year for just trying that process, and it never got underway. And they intend to do it this spring to see if they can put a person out around them and catch them.
But that's a small amount, right?
That's a small amount for this year. That's correct.
Okay. I won't let it alone.
Well, we're not even.
What point again?
The commission has not heard from VIMS or the Marine Products Board on what they are actually doing on the Kano's Ray issue, and it might be worth your while to put those folks on the agenda so you can hear specifically the projects that they're moving forward with. Bob Fisher at VIMS.
It's much more accurate.
You might get contact, Jack, and for next month. We'd appreciate it. I think we really need to know when we have a predator that size, we need to be able to react to it more quickly.
Well, I think you'd be impressed as to how much work is going on right now.
Okay. So. Good. Hope so. That's not a surprise. Any more comments to Jim? Thank you, sir.
Do you want to take comments or...
You're requesting for approval of the 2006 oil replenishment plan and the procurement procedures. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Do I hear a motion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, excuse me, are you going to take public comment?
Yeah, public comment.
Yeah, Doug, excuse me, I take public comment. Doug?
Yeah.
I'm sorry I left you all out.
Yeah, I'm
getting late and I'm...
Do y'all get the Bay Journal? Have you read the article on the article? I don't have too many of my past now. This is this gentleman is very expert and on the day. Very lengthy report, but it shows you what happens to shells when you throw them overboard and expect for a fat set on it. After the first year and the second year, but the whole length of the article, this picture got left off. Brandon?
I'll look at his we have.
I hope you can all read this article. I had an advanced copy from Doug, but on the last page it says, if we can't measure whether we are winning or losing and how we measure the score, there's no sense in playing the game.
Doug Jenkins with Twin River Waterman Association. Back in the early fall when the Shellfish Advisory Committee started meeting, we had a general idea how much funds was going to be available. And at our first meeting, we made a recommendation and voted on it that we would try to plant 100,000 bushels of seed arses. Take them over to James River and put them in other rivers and other areas where they grow up. Because we knew the availability of the seed arses in the James River was 900,000 bushels, by Dr. Jim Weston's own estimate. And we wanted those arses moved in salinity of the water comparable to it, so they would live and grow out. And we were amazed at the other last shellfish meeting that we had that they had almost $2 million available, and they were going to spend $1.5 million on shells. They really disturbed us. They only had proposing for to move 20,000 bushels of seed, which in the upper Rappahannock and the tributaries of Potomac, we've been denied seed for several years now because of different issues that involve down here under replenishment and those in charge of it. In your pamphlet there, under the proposal, you'll find that approximately 70 acres of public bottom in the Great Wicomico River has 26,000 bushels of oyster shells to an acre now sitting on the bottom. At a cost of $1,900,000 they spent on this project a couple years ago. Now, under the 206 replenishment program, they want to spend another $450,000 on putting shells on top of shells. Is that policy good management? That's why I wanted you to see this article here and a picture of what happens to shells after they stay overboard a couple of years. Why spend $1.5 million on shells hoping to get some seed oysters when you have plenty of seed oysters to begin with? All you need to do is move them to growing areas. What is the purpose of a seed area if it isn't to move the seed and replenish the bars that normally don't replenish themselves, like the upper part of the Rappahannock and the tributaries of the Potomac? I looked the word replenish up in Webster before I come down here. I thought I knew what it was and what it meant. But we are doing so many changes now, I thought maybe Webster's Dictionary had changed its meaning too. But it hadn't. It says to supply fully, to fill, or to build up again, to make good, replace. One thing hadn't changed. Old Webster's still there. In this article that Dr. Gary Smith published, he mentioned colonization. Colonization of a oyster bar rock is wise planning to accomplish oyster restoration of our native oyster. But like anything else, it has its limits. Once it has reached its purpose, then we must utilize the results of its achievement. Failure to move enough seed oysters from the seed area in the James River is irresponsible. Moving seed oysters out of that area each year will help the colonization of the oysters that are left. Overpopulation of oysters causes them to become poor and unlikely to spawn, defeating the purpose of the colonization to begin with. Plus, poor oysters will become affected with disease quicker than fat, healthy ones. Also, because of the location of the seed oyster rocks in the James River, we stand a chance to lose them all to a freshness caused by a hurricane. It has happened before in the upper part of the James River. So, we're spending 75% of the replenishment money on shells, 15% on study and research, which some has been done already over the years, and only 10% on the seed, is not a proper replenishment program in anybody's language, scientific, common sense, or any of it. And I wrote a letter, and it was a letter that was that I checked with other watermen associations denying funding to VIMS and VMRC if they continue the path of planting shells on top of shells and wasting money. And I meant every word I said in that letter. And I don't know how y'all are going to vote down here today, but I can tell you one thing right now. And I've been to the new Secretary of Natural Resources, had a very good meeting with him and also his assistant, Jeff Colvin. And I don't know where I'm going from after here. Probably the next one will be meeting with the governor. But if we're going to continue to mismanage our arson industry, we'll never have any, as far as I'm concerned. And the guy just gave his presentation on the economics of the commercial fishermen. If you move 100,000 bushels of prime seed arson there to James River, it's a possibility in 2 years' time that you reap 100,000 bushels of marketable arson at a value of $35, $40 a bushel. That's a little bit of money. And it's very, very possible that this can happen. Now, Mr. Garrison, you worried about the Cavanaugh Rays. They've been around a long time. They started studying them back in the early 1980s. I can tell you about that. I was on the first Lou Rubin panel and studied them. We knew we had a problem back then. We still got a problem with Cavanaugh Rays. But that's no excuse for not moving the arses. Then I hear that the arses are diseased. Well, the disease has been back since the 1950s also. I told y'all a joke last time, but pessimistic and optimistic. I'm not telling you any joke. I'm serious. I think y'all can do better. I think Jack and Jim Weston could have done better in this. Because when you put shells on top of shells, all you're going to do is wind your bottom shells are not going to amount to anything. That's money lost. Not that I don't think that you should plant shells. I think there's areas that you should plant shells in, hoping to get a set on them. But my point is, if you got good prime seed arses now, and you should take advantage of it and spend enough of that money in moving those seed areas to grow it areas. Mr. Pritt, I passed out some pamphlets there. I hope they give you one so you can see that last picture. I need your help on this one since you're going to go on vacation for a long time. You lean on these folks. Take recess. Go back in that other room. Do anything you want. But if y'all approve this plan here today, we can extend the seed season right on into April. You know, we put this thing off long enough. We need seed, more seed in the Rappahannock. We need more seed in the tributaries of the Potomac. Thank you.
Any questions for Doug?
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Mr. Robin.
Mr. Jenkins, I'm all for continuing our trials and experiments with seed, but what do you say in response to the, I mean, how do you address the, I guess, the commission's past history of experience in dealing with seed and the low success rate and the, I mean, it seems like when we've moved seed in the past, staff's experience that they've documented has been that the success rate and has been low and the yield has been relatively low. I mean, it seems like when it's moved off the seed rock and moved up into the tributaries, disease or predation end up resulting in a very low recovery. I mean, would you argue that it hadn't been done right? Or that there
at times it hadn't been done right. Well, let's ask Dr. Weston here, what was the results in the seed, the little bit of seed that he moved in the nominated last time? Was it successful or was it not successful? Plain question, was it successful or not? Or do you know the results of that?
We haven't seen the catch-up. We moved the Yankang seed to the phenomena, and it did better than the seed that we've had in the past in one small location, but it's still not one-for-one, but it's better than we have been doing.
Thank you.
Doug, I have a question for you. How much seed have you put on your own ground last 3 or 4 years?
It was either last year or a year before last. I put 400 bushels out of New Jersey. Ronnie Bevins had got some and said it looked good and wanted me to try it. And so he was getting some, and I got him plant me 400 bushels. The day that the boats went out there to work on it, and it was in around July. It was a bad time to plant seed anyhow, but the boats broke down. The seed came to me the next day. We put it overboard and went back a week later and it all dead. Went through a heap.
How about James River seed? You put any James River seed in there lately?
I haven't put any James River seed. I want to get some this year. Try it. Last I've had there was our hatchery seed, which we put them in bags and run them on top of the water. And the algae that we have in that area, constantly cleaning them and going over them is too much labor involved. But there's very many of them planting seed up there this year because it's more available. I mean, they've been planting seed now for a month up there. Private planters have.
Who's been mostly doing that? Do you know, top of your head?
Who's planting them? Yeah, Ronnie's planted some. Jimmy and Ronnie planted some together. Elgin, Nellinger, some boys, people up Tidbulls is planting. They're planting.
I don't need all of them. Elgin's planting some?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it true that some of these guys are planting that haven't planted for years?
Right, yeah. I mean, time now, if you got the seed, plant it, and you got the money. Before, we didn't have no money. I've been down here. You all know I have, Commissioner Pruitt. I've been asking for to get seed up there for years and years. Last year, you couldn't get the tongs because you offered them too little of money and that thing. And then the year before that, you didn't have any money. Now you got the money, and it bothers me that you don't want to utilize it.
Well, we're going to use some.
Use some, but that's 7% of in comparing to 75% of the shells, I just think it's...
I know, but if you compare it to last year, it's 60%, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not talking about last year. You sound like a politician. I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah, you have to give him a little bit of credit here.
Well, he don't
act like what he is one.
Yeah.
Let me say this, and then we got to move on. But
yeah.
We are going to, as I said publicly before, the replenishment program is on the course that the Holton Plan outlined, the reef and everything else. And Dr. Hargis was involved in identifying those historical reefs, and that's in what we have decided to do with the new Secretary Brian Kearns. He and I are going to co-chair the Blue Ribbon Oyster Panel. We're going to reactivate the Blue Ribbon Oyster Panel. So by this time next year, you'll have a whole new plan in front of you, and the commission will then have something to work with. Right now, we can't just completely throw out that plan. We've got to continue on this course that we're on, which is in keeping with the plan. And now we have been able to add a few more seed this year, which I said is not like you wanted. You wanted 100,000. Staff recommended 20. The commission's now considering, 30? So that's a, step forward.
It is. Well, it's compromise day. Can't we get 50? Y'all could do it. You could do it right down here today. You're not going to meet till another month.
Is there enough labor out there to get 50 bush, get?
Well, if you don't, they can try. They might not get before that, but it'd be an effort. I mean.
Well, let me finish the hearing. The commission gets to the deliberating stage. They can certainly address that. Mm-hmm. Are anyone else? Yes, I was wondering if anybody else from the public first and get the hearing over with. Anyone else from the public? All right. Dr. Jean, good to have you back.
Good to be here. Nothing much has changed. I'm Gene Burris, and I'm the head of the Oyster Disease Program at VIMS. Jack asked me to give a presentation on the disease status. Does anybody know how to work this? I just have one overhead, so it won't take very long.
Okay.
Certainly will be briefer than Roger Mann would have been if he was here.
I'm not standing back there. I have no clue what I'm doing.
Well, you might not tell Bob Grab that.
Hey. Yeah, I think just switch to
that. You turn the light on, I guess good.
Hey, not that far.
Where's Andy? Where's Andy when you need him?
A bunch of PhDs together. And I can do it all. You're leaving permanently.
It's a technical
exit.
or something. Jim told me to do it this way. Told him don't show up. Just basically what I want to do is talk about the current status of dermo or Purkinje's marinus disease in the lower Chesapeake Bay. And this is based on the fall survey that was taken that Jim does in October, and we do all the disease analysis for it. And I want to start out by focusing on the colors, and you can't tell me read what that says very well, but red means that there's a heavy impact. The prevalence or the percent of oysters infected at that site is greater than 90%, and that the intensity of those infections are moderate to heavy infections. In other words, very heavy infections and a very high percentage of the oysters infected.
Is that in focus or is it May?
No, I'm not sure how to...
No, I don't... I push autofocus here. I don't do anything. I don't know how to focus.
I did get better.
Hey, guys...
Hold that for him, Jack.
So anyway, the yellow line, the yellow dot then is sort of a moderate impact. The prevalence, the percent of oysters infected in those on those areas is 70 to 85% of them infected, and the intensity is sort of moderate infections. And then the green is what we call a light impact. The prevalence is still 50 to 70%. So there's still a lot of the oysters that are infected, but they're generally light to moderate infections. So anywhere there's a red dot is bad, and where there's a green dot, I wouldn't call it good, but it's not as bad as a red dot, I guess, and then yellow is sort of in between. So if you look, basically, the one point I want to make is that if you look in the major tributaries, the James and the Rappahannock, basically you can see you go from red to green as you go upriver. So the diseases are much more important in high salinity areas downriver than they are up in the lower salinity areas. There are some exceptions. Mobjack Bay here, there's a couple of green dots. That's just because there are very, very few oysters in Mobjack Bay, and the disease just isn't very active because it can't transmit. And the same is true in some areas of the Great Wacomico. So there are some exceptions to that general rule. Generally, the oyster diseases are worse in salinities that are greater than 15 parts per thousand. And so we have in each of these tributaries, we have a 15 parts per thousand line. So any place basically, again, below that line, you're going to see mainly reds and yellows, although, again, there were some exceptions. Lynn Haven, of course, down here is almost all red, very heavy disease impact. So if we focus over on the James River then, this is the area where they're going to be moving oysters from, this James River seed area. And you can see, again, the lower James, very heavy impact. The Point of Shoal area here is where they're going to take these seed oysters from. And you can see that they're mainly sort of a light impact. Again, the prevalence is high. They're 50 to 70% of the oysters are infected. But the infections in this area, because the salinities are fairly low, are fairly light infections. So one thing that absolutely you don't want to do is move any of these oysters into any place that's below this 15 parts per thousand line, because as soon as you move oysters into that area this summer, the salinities will be favorable for disease development, and you will get disease development because a lot of these oysters are infected, and you will get high mortality. One of the sites proposed is Muratico, which is this green dot right here. Even though it's green in the sample we took last fall, it's still below this 15 parts per thousand line. In fact, the salinity there was 17 last fall, well within an area for disease development. So we really don't recommend moving any of these seed oysters to Muratico. It's just too risky and likely will result in high mortality. The main part of the plan is to move oysters from the James River seed area up to the upper Rappahannock, a Bowler's Rock, which is this green dot right here, and up into Nominee, where we don't have any samples from because the fall survey doesn't go up there because there are no natural beds, basically. And so that's the proposal. VIMS is philosophically opposed to moving diseased oysters. One of the basic tenets of disease management is you don't move diseased animals around because all you're doing is moving diseases around. And there's lots of precedent for diseases being introduced into an area by moving infected hosts. Delaware Bay got infected with dermo because they moved oysters from the Chesapeake Bay up there, and they were infected with dermo, and all the oysters in Delaware Bay became infected. Now, we already have dermo, of course, up in this area, so we're not actually introducing a disease into an area where there is no disease, but we're pumping a lot of disease into those areas because these oysters are, you know, 50 to 70% of them are infected with dermo. And so if you happen to get a drought and this line, 15 parts per thousand line, moves up the river, then these oysters are going to be in an area that's favorable for disease development. You're going to get mortality, and you're going to get a lot of disease pumped into an area where right now there's not very much disease. And so you run the risk of pumping a lot of disease into an area where now the disease is relatively low. If you don't have a drought and things stay sort of like they are, then you might be all right. They're not going to do any better up here than they would do here. You're not going to get any greater survival because the salinities are roughly the same. So you might be okay if conditions stay the same. But again, philosophically, we're opposed to doing that just because you're moving disease around and you really don't want to be doing that. But it's better than moving stuff below this line. Certainly, you don't want to move any of these James River seed oysters, which are very susceptible to dermo. They're not like the Piankatank, which Jim talked about. We moved Piankatank seed up to the nominae, and they may have done reasonably well. Those oysters are a bit more resistant to dermo, but this stuff in the James River seed area is pretty susceptible. So you get any sort of salinity change up in here, and you could be in trouble. But if you are going to approve movement of seed oysters, certainly move it to bowlers, or I guess the nominae, and not the moratical or any other place below that line. So the other thing I want to mention is that this year the diseases have really increased fairly dramatically throughout the lower bay. 2003 and 4 were very wet years. Diseases were way down. There was a lot of survival. That's why you got a really good harvest in the lower James this year, because those oysters were surviving because of two really wet years. If we would have had the same sort of graph in the last 2 years, you would have had these green and yellow lines moved a lot further down. In fact, there would have been some areas in the upper James where there wasn't any disease whatsoever in the last 2 years. So things have increased fairly dramatically this last year because 2005 was drier. So we got a lot more disease in the James River seed area than we would have the last couple of years. So if you're going to move things and it's risky, I think move it above this line to bowlers or to nominae, not to moratic or any place below that. So really all I have to say. If anybody has any questions on
Any questions for Dr. Burr?
You're saying north of Maratica, is that right?
Hmm?
You're saying north of Maratica.
Right, upstream from Maratica.
Upstream from Maratica.
Bowlers is one of the sites, and that's, right. You know, if things stay as they are right now, it's not going to be worse than if you left them. If you get a drought, then you're going to get a lot of disease into that area. But
all right.
Better than moving stuff to Maratica or below.
Thank you, Gene. Okay, you can put the lights on, Kathy. And Jack, what else? Now before the commission? All right, you've heard the presentations and staff report and comments from the public, comments from VIMS, the matter before the commission.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Garrison.
Since we just heard Dean's presentation on where the oysters should go, it's in the sea from the James River, the 20,000 bushels are going to Bowler's Wharf, North America, and Nominae. I'd like to make a motion that we put this at 40,000 bushels instead of 20,000 bushels and see what happens. I don't think we've done in the past. I can't tell whether we're winning or losing, and I don't know how to measure the score, and I hope we can still keep playing.
I second that.
I have motion made and seconded to approve the oyster replenishment program for to change the, what is it, 30 to 40?
20 to 40
on seed. And does this include the procurement procedures in your motion?
Yes, sir.
The second?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we have enough money to do that? He'll have to take money out of other parts of the program. That'd be up to staff when they're putting in seed orchards and whatnot.
Dr. Yep. Wesson?
Sir?
You mean some other part won't get done?
That's right. That's right. Some of your... That's up to staff to decide where the money comes from. What?
All right. We have the motion and the second question. Speak to the motion. Mr. Robbins.
I have a couple of questions. First of all, I would ask if we could please divide the question between seed transfer and procurement procedures, since one of my companies is involved in selling.
All right. Okay, then if the maker and the seconder of the motion will agree, we'll take the procurement out of this motion.
So that we can handle it.
I have a second motion for that. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And second of all, with respect to the seed planting, based on what we just heard, and as I understand the motion is simply to increase from 20,000 to 40,000. But if you look through page 3 of the staff report, it indicates that 5,000 bushels are going to Maratica Bar,
yep.
Which is where we've just been told we shouldn't be planting.
Bad idea.
So I guess the question would be, would you all be open to not planting at Muratico and putting those oysters in Fowler's or Nominal.
We've just heard the staff, Gene's report on where these oysters should go, Rick.
I know, but Gene said that's a borderline right there. The 15%,
yeah,
15 parts was just upriver. If we stay below river at Muratico Bar, we can still plant on Muratico Bar. It's just a little iffy, but it's a, yeah.
Okay. I'm not misunderstanding.
It's a risk, but it's not complete. If we were going beyond that 15 on that chart there, that'd be a different ball game, the way I saw it. Well, there haven't been any death rate there in the last couple of years, I don't think, has it, Jim?
But, I mean, the salinity was 17.
But the salinity was, I know, but the salinity, Roger, was 17 in both of those years. Not if it's above 17.
No, no. Salinity was, this is the first year that salinity's gotten up.
Okay. I'm sorry.
We had the Hannigan around 12. Or
You're right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, what else, Rick?
Well, at this point, I would offer... I would offer an amendment to make it a total of 30,000. I think it's primarily an allocation question. I think rather than 40,000, staff's recommended 20. The Shellfish Committee
is recommended 30. Is that a substitute motion?
I would offer an amendment. Either way. Staff's recommended 20,000. The committee, which is not staff, the committee recommended 30,000. And I'll offer that as a substitute motion. 30,000.
It's a second to the substitute motion, seconded by Dr. Jones. All right. Now, any discussion to the substitute motion? All right. We'll vote on the substitute motion first. If the substitute motion passes, that's it. If it fails, then we go back to the original motion under the rules. All in favor of the substitute motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All in favor of the substitute motion, raise your right hand. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. All right. Opposed. 1, 2, 3. Okay. I think 30,000 is a fair compromise based on Dr. Burrison's report, so I'm going to vote in favor of the substitute. That's the end of that question. Now, the next issue is the procurement. Is there a motion on the procurement?
I move to take staff recommendation on procurement.
With the ability to adjust. Well, 30,000 was covered in it anyway, wasn't it? Or no, 20.
No, 20 was. So
30,000.
Adjust it for the 10.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Holland. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstention.
Aye.
Okay. Any comment to your abstention? Just abstain.
I abstain. Okay. In as much as I have an interest in the bill.
Fill out your form. Good enough. All right. Motion carries.
One last issue.
All right.
Since we increased the amount of seed from 20 to 30, you have to cut one of the other programs to make up for that, and we would... Jim has some suggestions, but I would appreciate it if the commission would support or come up with their own recommendations on that. In other words, rather than just leaving it to staff.
Hey, what do you recommend?
Yeah.
Where are we going to reharvest the shells that we, instead of $100,000, it would be about $40,000 there. Getting up the shells that have been put in the mud and core projects.
In the Great
Won't take it from that?
Huh?
Won't take it there. Any problem with that from the commission?
Yeah.
All right. Then by consensus, you have that.
I guess with the understanding that if they can't get 40,000 bushels, then the money would go back into
30,000.
Right.
Or 30,000.
Yeah, if you can't get to 30,000. Nice try. really, it's the principle of the thing on the 30,000. I think as long as we try,
right.
We're doing what the committee recommended anyway. 10,000 bushels. Maybe next year it'll be double. All right. American shad is the next issue, Jack. Did you get with the folks and have a report?
I want to take this opportunity to tell my staff how much I appreciate what they are able to do in a short period of time. You all don't often see all of the work that goes on behind the scenes before you're given an evaluation of an issue. But I can tell you they stand ready to prepare that kind of information for you whenever you want it. And they have put together a table of information I think will be helpful to you. It's done on the fly, and it's one data set. If you want more information,